This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Please join us at 201 Southwest Flagler Avenue, Stuart at 9:30 a.m. each Sunday morning. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
I welcome you to join us today at Abundant Life Ministries. We are now meeting at the Martin County Realtors Auditorium, located at 3204 A Southeast Federal Highway, Stuart. That's in the Wedgewood Common Shopping Center in Stuart, Florida. Again, our service time is at 9:30 a.m. Go with us now as we go into a service that is in progress. This is from February the 13th, and it's part one, message entitled, The Law of the Spirit of Life Gives Freedom.
Romans chapter 8, and I want to start with this verse, and I like the wording in the King James, and of course I grew up with the King James. How many of you grew up with the King James translation? We have a lot of other translations, today, and some of them are not good and some are better than others, but I memorized in the King James. I do all my research and my Bible study from that perspective. But these two verses, verse 2 in particular, speaks of the law of the Spirit of life. There are two different laws that the Scripture will talk about. It'll talk about the law of sin and death and the law of the Spirit of life. Let me read verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Let me read that again. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free. Say free. Sunshine by the Spirit this morning in worship was saying freedom. 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 Sunshine, that's the topic for the message. You were speaking it all during worship. Freedom, 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 freedom. We didn't have to compare notes. That's what the Holy Spirit was saying. Freedom, freedom, freedom. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Now I'm going to say that's good. Is there anyone else in the house that can say that is good? Because we were born under the law of sin and death. The soul that sinneth, it shall what? Die. I mean, we have that from the Garden of Eden, don't we? From Genesis, we have that reality that sin brings death. Sin not only brought physical death to all of us, but sin also is separation from God in its ultimate plan to separate man from God. But I'm so glad that God did not let the law of sin and death be the only law. Jesus would talk about a man who is in his house and a robber comes, or someone comes to try to break into the house. Well, the one that comes, if he's going to be successful, he must be stronger than the one that's in the house, if he's going to break in. And so, in a spiritual sense, God sent His Son to break the law of sin and death. So it's not that God is a little bit stronger. He is totally stronger. The enemy is totally defeated. We need to remember this morning that God did not become victorious when Jesus came up out of the grave. God has always been victorious. We need to remember that the devil never had anything over on God. It wasn't because God needed to prove that the devil could not hold the Son of God. No, it's that we needed the law of death broken for us. And the only way that could take place was that God the Father would provide a sacrifice through God the Son, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And this law of death that said whoever sins must die and be separated from God, this law must be broken. How many of you know it is broken this morning? For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made... Paul is writing this, right? But it's the Holy Spirit giving it to us. But Paul is saying, hath made me free. As I read that this morning, as I read it to you and belabor it for a moment, I want you to understand that you can put you in there. Put your name in there, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made Jonathan McLean, Rachel McLean, Andrew McLean, Jay McLean, put your name in there. The law of the life of the Spirit hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Now, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. In verse 10, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Because of righteousness. I want to thank the Lord that He's put a hedge of protection around our congregation against COVID. Many churches have had literally dozens of people die during this attack. We prayed for many of them. The body of Christ is struggling with some clarity right now. A lot of pastors have died. A lot of church leaders have died. We're going to address today and maybe over the next couple weeks what the law of freedom gives us in the way of freedom from the law of sin and death. I've heard throughout my life growing up in a Christian community, I've heard repeatedly statements like this: the Lord took him. It was God's timing. The Lord took her. It was God's timing. I want you to go to John chapter 14 with me for a moment. John chapter 14. I love this passage of Scripture. Often I will read it during a celebration of life service. But I'm concerned that the message of life, eternal life, not only be held for funerals and memorial services. How many of you know we who are living need the message of life too? And we should not have our theology established just during a season of suffering. But we should have our understanding of the Word of God established by the Spirit of God in a biblically balanced way. Jesus is speaking here in John 14, verse 1, and I'm reading now from the New Living Translations. Do not be troubled. Do not let your heart be troubled. Do not let the tempest, the storm that's on the outside, create turmoil on the inside. You see people dying, you're at funerals, you're at memorial services, you get reports. Maybe even within your own family, maybe there has been loss, personal, deep, painful. And maybe the question comes, how can I live in faith and not fear when so many righteous and godly people have died from these situations that are around us? I want you to know that as Jesus ministered, the same devil was at work. Jesus had to cast him out on many occasions. And on many occasions, Jesus had to instruct His followers so they understood the love of God and the plan of God in the midst of the pain and the loss that they were going through. Do not let your heart be troubled. Don't be troubled. You trust in God. Now trust in me. See, they had trusted in God at the temple. They went to the temple and they trusted in God. They had ceremonies. They had sacrifices. They had laws. They had leaders. They had corruption. They had little visible manifestation of a real God. And Jesus said, don't be troubled. You believe in God, but I want you to now take that trust that you have in God, and I want you to make it personal in a personal relationship with me. This was the invitation that Jesus is giving. You trust in God. Trust in me. Let me tell you, there's no other place to hang your trust today. When I've asked some individuals, do you have a personal, intimate relationship with God through Jesus Christ? Do you have the assurance in your life, if you were to die this moment, that you would be welcomed into God's house? And so many times I've heard people say, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. I'm a Catholic. I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a something else. But then you'll get a real one that says, I have absolute assurance. I have absolute assurance that regardless of what comes to me, I win either way. That I'm full of life either way. That death has no power and no authority over me. What are they saying? They're saying the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And they're also saying, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. You ladies can say, I'm a brand new lady. The old things have passed away. I've been born again. More than a conqueror. Not just getting by, but more than a conqueror. I'm not just dragging along through this dark, weary planet we call life. No, I'm more than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. What you're also saying is, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and all hell cannot do a thing about it. And thus I do not have fear in my life. I have life in my life. I am full of life. And the life that I have is through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, you trust in God, now trust in me. Many people in church that have been in church their whole life say, I don't know what this is. My life is no different than my neighbor's. Nothing is different. I believe, I hope that there is a God. I hope that I'm okay with God. But I want you to know that God's plan through Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection, is not that we would have, I hope so, but that we have a crystal clear, absolute peace. And you might be watching on live stream. You may listen to this on the radio. You may be in this room this morning. But I want to invite you out of the troubled condition, if you're in that state this morning, and become one that is pregnant with life through the life of Jesus Christ. I was 15 years old the night that I made my way down to, back when they still had altars in churches, and fell on my face before God and cried out to God. And I remember praying this prayer that was not theological at all. I said, God, if you can do anything with me, then I'm going to give you a shot with my life. And if it works, then you got me. If it doesn't work, I'll be out of here. Well, I'm now 65, and I'll tell you that there's a lot more than the religious lifestyle at the temple in the people of God who have received Jesus into their lives. So Jesus says, trust God. You trust God. Now trust me. Don't be troubled. In my Father's house, there are many mansions, if you're reading what I grew up reading. Oh, I know the newer translations say other things. You trust God, now trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's home. Many dwelling places, some would say. I liked it as a kid thinking about heaven's not going to be like the new development that's popping up down the street. God doesn't do anything on the limited scale that man functions in. You look at the baby's hand. You look at the rose. You look at the sunrise. You look at the sunset. God doesn't do anything on our limited level, regardless of what we call grand. I remember shopping and ordering and managing and overseeing and building multi-million dollar homes for a number of years, and constantly being reminded that man at his best cannot touch the least of God's blessings. However you want to read that, I've had some people say, well, just to make it to heaven's going to be enough. But I want you to know that anyone who makes it to heaven, it's not going to be just enough. You are going to be so glad to be where God designed you to be. There are many rooms there. There's not going to be a shortage. And Jesus said, I am going to prepare a place for you. Yes, for you, Jonathan. Yes, for you, Larry. Yes, for you, Cynthia. Yes, for you, Dylan. Put your name in there. Jesus says, I am going to prepare a place for you. What a tragic shame it is that some will never get to that place because they refuse to receive the gift. But the gift is eternal life, and eternal life takes us to this place. I am going to prepare a place for you. If this were not so, I would have told you plainly. Verse 3, when everything is ready, say ready. Any of you remember Joe Torre? Joe was forever giving raises to all of us, especially those who didn't have an income. He was quick to double our salary. He would see me on Saturday morning. I would say, Joe, are we having church tomorrow? He would say, oh, yes, and a guest speaker. Joe would talk about his wife, and he would say, you know, when he had a few close encounters of a God kind, for example, when he sang a song in Italian and ate too much pasta and actually died in one of our meetings. Some of our Pentecostal ladies breathed life into him, and the emergency vehicles went to the wrong address. They went to where we used to have a campus, and they went there, and they couldn't find, there was no building there. They're like, well, where do we go now? And like 20 minutes later, they finally found us, and then they got Joe, and they took Joe to the hospital, and they're trying to get oxygen into him because he's now been 20 to 30 minutes without full oxygen to his brain. And I remember sitting with his daughter and son-in-law and the doctor, and the doctor saying, there is no medical cause for him to still have any brain activity. Everything we see is that he was without oxygen too long. I won't bore you with the story. The story is that that doesn't matter to God because God is God. So Joe Torre came back. Every day I went to see him, his mind clear, 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 clear. Until Joe would say to me one day, he would say, Pastor, I believe my wife said to the Father. Now this is just Joe, right? This is not in the Word of God. But Joe said, I believe my wife who's with Jesus said to the Father, not yet, God. Can't we have peace and quiet in heaven a little while longer? Send him back, you know. And this was Joe Torre. I mean, you'd have to know him. He was a prince of a man. And then Joe would say something like this, I suppose my place wasn't fully completed yet. Well, I don't know about that, but what I do know is that God is preparing a place that I don't believe God could make anything other than a mansion. He's preparing a place for every one of you who are in His kingdom. If it were not so, I would have told you plainly, when everything is ready, verse 3. When everything is ready, I. Jesus is saying this. He is not saying, swing low, sweet chariot, coming to for to carry me home. No, He's not saying that. He's not saying, I'm sending an angelic band to pick you up. He doesn't say, I'm going to send a whirlwind to suck you up. Jesus said, I am the master architect, designer, and builder, and I am going to build a place for you. Custom made for you. And then when it's finished, Jesus said, remember what He said? You trust in God, trust in me. Remember Him saying, we just read that, right? Trust in God, trust in me. Then He says, I will, when it's finished, I trust in me. Trust me. This isn't like the car salesman. Trust me when I tell you, a little old lady owned this car. She only drove it to the grocery store and to the bank. It's the cleanest car in the city. It's the best deal you ever find. Trust me. No, when Jesus says, I'm the one who hung on the cross for you. I am the one who gave my life for you. You can trust me because I am your high priest and your Savior. Trust me. I'm going to go and prepare a place for you. And when it's ready, when everything is ready, I will come and get you, receive you. I will come and receive you. I'm standing in a home in Port St. Lucie, and I'm looking at Charles. Charles is in a recliner. And across from Charles is a big picture window. And outside and beyond that, across the street, is nothing but woods. Charles had been told he was going to die years before, but Charles walked around with a big faith Bible. But Charles walked around full of faith. It wasn't the size of the Bible. It wasn't the kind of the Bible. It was that God was in him and alive in him. And the law of death was not alive, but the spirit of life and liberty was alive in him. And Charles, that Sunday before this visit, a Sunday he came through the door. Charles was working with Rangers. Charles was there on that Sunday morning, and he came and gave me a hug, and I felt like I was hugging a bag of bones. I said, Charles, how are you this morning? With a big smile, he said, I am wonderful. I'm wonderful. I'm full of Father's life. I am healed and I am whole in Jesus' name. Oh, his doctors thought he was insane. Charles, you're a dead man. You're on borrowed time. You've been dead for years. Charles, you can't go anywhere. You need to be in bed. Charles said, I will not be in bed. I will do anything the Father has given me to do. I am alive in Jesus' name. I'm full of His life.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that You are Christ, the Son of the living God, that You died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name. And fill me with Your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
God.